got to respond the right way. This walks us right down to the last part. When you have reverence God deep, whether you were a believer, Jonah was God's prophet. And Jonah didn't even want to reverence God. Jonah allowed his people to go through all of the storm, and we allow our families, our friends, our children to go through what it is we're causing. And you know what? We're so selfish until we continue to grab what we want while they're suffering. While my whole family's suffering, I'd rather run with some other family or some other girl while my family home's suffering. It just don't make no sense. But because of our selfishness, we'll do it to about the very ones that we say we love. But after you have reverence God, after you have realize what's causing your problem, and you're able to let it go, get it out of your life, you release it, then there's nothing left for you to do but respond in the right way. Listen to how they respond. Verse 16 says, then the men feared God. Listen, they got their mind off of their gods, and they put them on the right God. And they offered sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. They were able to then worship God. It's only then that you can worship God, when you release, when you reverence. You know, we come in here and we still holding on to junk in our lives, and we think we worshiping God. You couldn't tell some of us that we are not true worshipers of God. And you're still carrying all that junk in your life, but you believe in yourself that you are worshiping God, and God ain't taking none of it. God ain't taking none of it because you ain't let go of what's holding you. You haven't let it go. It still got a hold of you. Because if it didn't, you'll be finding your way to the house of God every time the doors of the church open. You will love being around the things of God. I told y'all in the beginning when I stood up here, I love being around the people of God and the things of God. I used to wonder why my daddy went to church so much when I was a little boy. I used to wonder because I didn't like going. Tuesday night prayer meeting, Thursday night Bible study. We back in there on Sunday. And listen, my daddy was that deacon that opened the door of the church, and I hated it. But boy, now I'm in love with the church. I'm slow dragging with the church now. I'm in love with God's church. I'm in love with God's church, man. I don't know about you. Man, I messed around and got an operation on my knee and had to miss a Sunday, and I thought I was going to go crazy laying in that bed. Then you can respond the right way. Listen, it took Jonah all the way until he got in the best belly of the fish before he went through the process. Before Jonah went through the process, God had to put him all the way down in the belly of the fish before he was able to let that junk go. How long is it going to take you? How long is it going to take you to let it go? God got to put you in the belly of the fish. You got to go all the way down where Jonah went, putting everybody through all of the pain, all because of your selfishness. And then when Jonah finally did get in the belly of the fish, God got his back against the wall too. One thing about it, God gonna pin you down. You can run long as you want to, but if you're a child of God, God gonna pin you down. And listen, if you call yourself a child of God and ain't no wind blowing, ain't no storm coming in your life, you better check your Christianity. It just might be a collusion. It might not be Christianity at all. You better check yourself if ain't no wind blowing. Jonah went through the process in the belly of a fish. He didn't have to. He chose that for himself. But then when Jonah got to Nineveh and spoke God's word, Nineveh went through the process. Nineveh said, hold on, cuz we going to reverence God. Y'all better put some sackcloth on and get in some ashes. We finna let go of this evil that we've been doing before the Lord. God was able to save everybody in one storm. Come on in. Storm might be raging in your life today. It might be raging all around you, and you might think your husband is the problem. You might think your child is the problem. You might think all these different things around you is the problem. You might think the people on the job, they just hard. God trying to do something in you. God trying to do something in me. He just using them to do it. He just using them to do it. And so as we close this message today, you don't have to stay in your storm. Listen, and if you're not in a storm, remember I told you now, one on the way. It's coming. But the best way to prevent going through all of this is to already be reverencing God before the storm come. Already be worshiping God before your storm come. Amen? Amen. You stand to your feet. Y'all get that to me one more again. What's step one? Step two. That's kind of weak. I mean, I